From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin from the national news. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Patimban Port in Subang District, West Java on Sunday in a virtual soft launching from Presidential's Palace in Bogor, West Java. Patimban Port is expected to support Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta that has been overloaded and created heavy traffic jam at Jakarta-Bekasi Road. President Joko Widodo perceived that Patimban Port has a strategic location between Kertajati Airport and industrial zones in Bekasi, Karawang, and Purwakarta district in West Java. He also noted that the Patimban Port would serve as an inter-region connecting key to boosting export. President Joko Widodo hopes the national COVID-19 vaccination program will begin in January 2021. He also stated that the vaccination program aims to reach 70% of the Indonesian population, or around 182 million people. The vaccination of that proportion of the population would ensure herd immunity. He reminded the public that the vaccination program will take some time because of the country's large population. He also pointed out that the program will be carried out in stages, beginning with health workers, members of the Indonesian military TNI, and the National Police Polri, before reaching the general public. President Joko Widodo reasserted that any future vaccine would be approved by the BPOM and would be declared halal by the Indonesian Ulema Council MUI. He affirmed that the vaccination will be free of charge for all Indonesians. The Marine Affairs and Fishery Ministry KKP stated that Indonesia's maritime conservation areas have reached 23.91 million hectares in 201 regions. Acting Director General of Marine Spatial Management of the Ministry, Tebe Hairu Rahayu, in a statement received by Antaranus Agency on Sunday, said that to reach the target of 23.8 million hectares of maritime conservation area in 2020, his side has established 5 regional maritime conservations in West Kalimantan that cover a total area of 645,000 hectares. He also remarked that the maritime conservation area is expected to become a key instrument in fishery resources management and bring about positive impact to the ecosystem and the coastal community's life. Let's move it on to the international news. U.S. congressional leaders said on Sunday they had reached agreement on $900 billion package to provide the first new aid in months to an economy hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, with votes likely on Monday. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the package should have enough support to quickly pass both chambers of Congress. He said Democrats will push for more aid after Democratic President-elect Joe Biden takes office on January 20th. The package, which must be signed into law by President Donald Trump, would give $600 direct payments to individuals and boost unemployment payments by $300 a week. It also includes billions for small businesses, food assistance, transit, and healthcare. It extends a moratorium on foreclosures and provides $25 billion in rental aid. Oil prices slid in early trade on Monday as a fast-spreading new coronavirus strain in the United Kingdom raised concerns that tighter restrictions there and in other European countries could stall a recovery in the global economy and its need for fuel. Monday's decline came after oil prices marked 7 straight weeks of gain last week as investors focused on the rollout of COVID-19 vaccine. Kazuhiko Saito, chief analyst at commodities broker Fujitomi Corporation, said that a new variant of the coronavirus in Britain and tighter travel restriction in Europe sparked fears over slower economic recovery, prompting investors to unwind long position. Argentina and Chile will suspend flights to and from Great Britain due to the COVID-19 concern, the governments of both South American countries said in a separate statement on Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the day before that a new strain of the coronavirus had led to surging infection numbers as his government tightened its COVID-19 restriction for London and nearby areas. Argentina's Interior Ministry said in its statement that the last flight from Great Britain before the suspension starts will be one scheduled to arrive in Buenos Aires Monday morning. Passengers and crew arriving on that flight will have to go into 7 days quarantine. Chile's government said non-resident foreigners who had been in Great Britain over the last 14 days will be banned from entering the country. The measure will go into effect at midnight Tuesday and last 2 weeks, the Chilean statement said. Australia's most populous state on Monday reported its lowest one-day rise in new COVID-19 cases in 3 days, stoking cautious optimism that authorities have contained an outbreak in Sydney's Northern Beachside suburb. New South Wales said 15 people had tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, down on the 36th infection detected a day earlier, and bringing the total cases in the Northern Beaches outbreak to 83. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said it was too early to say a larger outbreak had been averted as northeastern suburbs entered the third day of a 5-day lockdown in the lead-up to Christmas. More than 80 locations, including cafes, gyms, casinos and supermarkets across Sydney, were identified as having been visited by people with confirmed cases. Authorities urge anyone who attended the venues to immediately get tested and self-isolate. Listener, that was the news. Indonesia affirms its commitment to the use and development of battery-based electric vehicle. This commitment was realized by a public launching of battery-based electric motorized vehicle last week. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has compiled an energy grant strategy, with one of its programs being to use of battery-based electric motorized vehicle. The roadmap to it has also been supported by plans for the construction of public electric vehicle charging station at 2,400 points and battery exchange station at 10,000 points by 2025. In addition, there is also an increase in electrical power in user households. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arif Tasrif said, Indonesia has the potential to produce electric vehicle because the technology and components used are simpler than conventional ones. In addition, Indonesia also has the potential for domestic capacity to produce batteries, supported by the large potential of nickel mining as raw materials for batteries. The government and business actors are committed to providing around 19,000 units of four-wheeled electric vehicle and 750,000 units of battery-based two-wheelers by 2025. This has the potential to reduce greenhouse gas emission by 283,000 tons of carbon dioxide and reduce the cost of imported fuel oil. Most of the pollution in big cities, especially in Jakarta, is generated from the exhaust emission of motorized vehicle passing through the streets. The Commission for the Elimination of Leaded Gasoline in the first quarter of this year claimed that 47% of air pollution in Jakarta was contributed by motor vehicle. Intensive collaboration and interaction between the government and business actors will enable Indonesia to encourage the use of battery-based electric motorized vehicle. This will have an impact on the development of related industries, saving foreign exchange, increasing energy security, and of course, reducing greenhouse gases. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history starts with the event on December 21, 1958, when Charles de Gaulle was inaugurated to be the first president of French Fifth Republic. Charles-André-Joseph Marie de Gaulle, known as General de Gaulle, was a French military leader and statesman. He was the leader of the group of three French fighters in World War II and the head of the French escape government from 1944 until 1946. In 1958, Gaulle joined the government and inspired a new constitution and was the first president of the French Fifth Republic between 1958 and 1967. The next event is that in 21st, 1964, the PLO was established. The Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, was established on December 21, 1964. In its establishment, the PLO consisted of 8 guerrilla groups and a number of educational, social, medical, cultural, and financial institutions. 1 year later, the PLO military division called the Fatah Group started their activities. In 1974, the PLO was accepted as an observer member in the United Nations, and by 1982, it had established official relations with more than 100 countries. The last event is that in 1968, Apollo 8 glide went to the moon. Apollo 8 is the second manned space mission in the US Apollo program. This mission was launched on December 21, 1968 and became the first manned space mission to leave Earth's orbit, reach lunar orbit, and then return to the Earth. The spacecraft astronauts were Frank Borman, James Lovell Jr. and William Anderson. They landed safely in the Pacific Ocean on December 27. Listener, that was today in history. Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto and South Korean Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy Sung Yun Mo officially signed the Indonesia-South Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership IKCEPA in Seoul, South Korea. The Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto at the agreement ceremony on Friday believed that IKCEPA would make Indonesia's economy stronger, more competitive, open, and more attractive to South Korean investor by making Indonesia a production hub to enter the market in the region and world. IKCEPA covers trade in goods, which includes elements of tariff reduction or elimination, rules of origin, customs procedures, trade facilitation and trade remedies, service trade, investment, economic operation, as well as institutional arrangement. In the trade of goods, South Korea will eliminate up to 95.54% of its tariff post, while Indonesia 92.06%. Several Indonesian products which tariffs will be eliminated by South Korea are lubricants, stearic acid, t-shirts, blackboards, dried fruits, and seaweed. Meanwhile, Indonesia will eliminate tariffs for several South Korean products, such as gearboxes of vehicles, ball bearings and paving, hard or unglazed wall tiles. Meanwhile, in service trade, Indonesia and Korea are committed to opening more than 100 subsectors, increasing the integration of several service sectors in the future, including the construction of sector, postal, and courier services, franchising, to computer-related services, also to facilitate the movement of intra-corporate transfers, business visitors, and independent professionals. According to Agus Suparmanto, IKCEPA opened a new chapter of partnership between the two countries through increased trade in goods and services, investment, and capacity-building cooperation to jointly reap the benefits of the global economy, which is expected to enter the recovery stage in 2021. He also emphasized that the wide coverage of the IKCEPA agreement shows that the two countries have a common determination to elevate this economic relationship to a higher level. This will contribute to the modernization process of Indonesia's economy, given that South Korea has its own advantage in the technology sector. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ingat aku bila kau terima mencoba mengabadikan. Mungkin akan kau lupakan atau untuk dikenal. Coba mengabadikan, mungkin akan kau lupakan atau untuk dikenang, untuk dikenang, untuk dikenang.
RRI Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, in today's Indonesian wonder, I'm going to introduce you Lake Framu. Besides having Raja Ampat, Papua has many amazing destinations from the western tip of Papua. The province whose capital is in Manokrawi has a number of tourism attractions. One of them is Lake Framu, a hidden paradise in Papua. Fewer people know the existence of this lake because the location of this lake is in the middle of a forest. The road to Lake Framu is quite difficult because not all of the routes are smooth paved roads. Most of the roads are small and bumpy and rocky roads. From the main road to the Lake Framu, you have to stroll about 10 to 15 minutes going down a small forest of West Papua, which is overgrown with lush shrubs where the lake, which is dominated by turquoise, is located. Therefore, Lake Framu is not often visited by tourists. This beautiful lake is so clean because the indigenous Papuans take care of it. Lake Framu is part of Lake Ayamaru, which is located in Ayamaru City, My Brother Jensi, West Papua Province, about 216 kilometers west of Sorong City. From Sorong to Ayamaru, it can be reached by public transportation for 4 to 5 hours. Ayamura Lake contains many kinds of fish, which are often taken by the local people for their daily meals. Because it provides benefits, the local people take care of this lake. Even though it is very beautiful, you have to be careful if you want to swim in this lake. The water is calm, which means that this lake is quite deep. The depth of this lake can reach 6 meters. However, you can swim on the shore of the lake or just throw your feet and walk on the rocks that are clearly visible from the edge of the lake. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terima kasih. dan memilih
yang terbaik untuk kita.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, we will discuss to you about what would you like to eat or drink, or mau pesan apa. Well, listener, before we begin our today's lesson, we're going to give you a conversation about what would you like to eat or drink, or mau pesan apa. Kevin orders a sweet iced tea at canteen.
Permisi, saya mau pesan minum, Bu.
Mau pesan minum apa?
Ada daftar menunya, Bu.
Ada, lihat saja di atas meja.
Saya pesan teh manis ya, Bu.
Baik, ditunggu ya.
Terima kasih, Bu.
Sama-sama.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. I'm going to say each sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Pesan. Pesan. Which means to order. Mau pesan apa? Mau pesan apa? Which means what would you like to eat or drink? Daftar menu. Daftar menu. Which means menu list or food list. Es teh manis. Es teh manis. Which means sweet iced tea. Ditunggu ya. Ditunggu ya. Which means please wait. Saya mau pesan minuman. Saya mau pesan minuman. Which means I would like to order a drink. Mau pesan minum apa? Mau pesan minum apa? Which means what drink? Ada daftar menunya? Ada daftar menunya? Which means can I see the menu list or food list? Saya pesan es teh manis. Saya pesan es teh manis, which means I order sweet iced tea. When you order a drink, you can say, boleh lihat menunya? Boleh lihat menunya? Which means, can I see the menu list? Saya mau pesan minum. Saya mau pesan minum, which means I want to order a drink. Ada daftar menunya? Ada daftar menunya? Which means, can I see the list of foods or menu list? Apa minuman yang paling laris? Apa minuman yang paling laris? Which means, what is the best-selling drink? In the dialogue, Kevin uses the sentence, saya mau pesan minum. Which means, I want to order a drink. After saying that, Ibu Kantin replies by saying, mau pesan minuman apa? Mau pesan minuman apa? Which means, what would you like to drink? Kevin does not know what drinks are provided in the canteen, so he asks for a menu list. The menu list is usually listed on the storefront or put on the table at the canteen. When Kevin sees the menu list, he orders a drink by saying, saya pesan es teh manis ya bu. Saya pesan es teh manis ya bu, which means I ordered sweet iced tea. Well, listener, before we enter this edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Permisi, saya mau pesan minum, Bu.
Mau pesan minum apa?
Ada daftar menunya, Bu.
Ada. Lihat saja di atas meja.
Saya pesan teh manis ya, Bu.
Baik, ditunggu ya.
Terima kasih, Bu.
Sama-sama.
Listener, that was the lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Seperti merakit perahu layar, ku bersiap untuk maju. Dengan hati yang gembira, menyambut pergantian waktu untuk berjumpa denganmu. Ku pastikan kau bahagia denganku. Kau kan melihat sungguh indahnya hidup ini. Tiada yang perlu kau sesali, karena semua akan baik-baik saja. Terus berpacu dalam irama lagu yang kan hiasi harimu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I will present to you a keroncong song entitled Melati Pesanku. The song Melati Pesanku, which was composed by Zapari, tells about an expression of someone's heart's feeling for the sincerity and sacrifice of a hero. A person who devotes himself to the nation and country is like a very valuable pearl. Series of white jasmine sprinkled over the tomb, accompanying the departure of the hero. Well, listener, here is Mami Marsudi with keroncong song entitled Melati Pesanku.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku jatuh cinta untuk kesekian kali. Baru kali ini ku rasakan
cinta sesungguhnya, tak seperti dulu. Kali ini ada pengorbanan.
Cinta bukan sekedar kata-kata indah. Cinta bukan sekedar belayan-belayan para dua. Samudera cinta dari palu hati tak terukur dalamnya hingga saat perpisahan tiba.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.